Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? In the North Woods, Mother's Day is not only celebrated in gratitude for our mothers, but also for the feast of neotropical migrant birds that commonly return right around then. Four beloved and colorful species are particularly awaited at people's feeders. You know them: ruby-throated hummingbirds, Baltimore orioles, rose-breasted grosbeaks, and indigo buntings. But perhaps the ruby-throats are the most prized of all. After all, ruby-throated hummingbirds make a perilous 500-mile crossing over the Gulf of Mexico, commonly returning to the very backyard or wild habitat where they raised their young. The Transgulf flight takes 18 to 22 hours, depending on the weather. Before departing, each bird builds up fuel reserves by nearly doubling its weight, from about 3.25 grams to more than 6 grams. When and if a ruby throat reaches the U.S. Gulf Coast, it typically will have lost more than half of that weight. The males depart the Yucatan first, followed about 10 days later by the first females. Once in North America, their migration proceeds at an average rate of about 20 miles a day, generally following the earliest blooming of their favorite wildflowers. So the arrival of hummers in one's backyard is a tremendous test of their strength and endurance, making their appearance all the more worthy of celebration. A bevy of warblers also return in mid-May. Northern Wisconsin hosts 24 breeding species of warblers, many of which reach their southernmost summer range in the far northern counties of Wisconsin. These northern specialists include species like palm, Cape May, Connecticut, black-throated blue, Tennessee, northern Perula, and magnolia. These warblers can be found at the Nature Conservancy's preserves in Door County, at Kangaroo Lake near Bailey's Harbor, the Mink River Estuary near Raleigh's Bay, and Shivering Sands Preserve near Sturgeon Bay offer some of the best birding in the state, since many migrating birds follow insect hatches along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.